Talk Live. You can bring in anything you want. All you have to do is dial in toll free. 855-453 is the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Tonight, here with you, it's Ian,
Michelle,
and Mark.
And, of course, you can take control. You can also actually control the content of the website as well. You go there, submit things to it. So when you find something online that you think is interesting, you want to share with other listeners, you can do that. You submit it as show prep, and then other listeners can vote. You can vote as well. The most voted up, make it to the front page and the top of the site, meaning more people will see what you think is interesting, including us here on the air.
I actually submitted something today.
You did?
Normally, I consider it to be some submissions to me. But
that is so funny. Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all? I am Marquez. I look in the mirror.
But, you know, I decided I should take my advice, because I often tell people, you know, hey,
I should practice what I preach.
I should. I should think about it at least every once in a while.
Wow.
And, you know, I should, you know, I was going to put something on my Facebook page to share this interesting cartoon about the European debt crisis or something like that. So I went and decided, yeah, I'm not going to put it on my Facebook page. I'm going to go get a bunch more people to see it over at freetalklive.com. So I, you know, loaded it up there. I don't know whether I've gotten
any votes. Did you get any votes?
I haven't. Would it tell me?
You would have to go back and look at it, I think.
Yeah, it's not like I've got time to go back and check on these things.
Oh, you're so busy.
Yeah, I'm busy.
855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can have time for whatever you make time for. Mark.
That's right, and I try to make time for things that I consider to be important.
There you go.
Like Jack.
That's right.
All right, so of course we'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind. In the news, apparently, by the way, Mark... coming up, Michelle's going to have an update on the New York City soda ban. Apparently, they are now expanding the ban, or at least the proposals being expanded. We'll talk about that. But first, Mark, you've got some numbers that I think, one number in particular, that I think is interesting to discuss. It surrounds the idea of secession. That is an idea that is near and dear to my heart. I think that people need to really talk about this concept. They really need to take it seriously. Look at it as an option for the future. Look at it as something that you really need to do. I mean, why would anyone want to stay with the federal government? How about we try out secession and try it on a peaceful basis this time? Don't fire any shots at any forts or military installations or government people. Let's do a peaceful secession movement and see how that goes. And actually, according to the numbers, Mark, it might go pretty well.
Nearly one quarter of Americans believe that states have the right to secede, according to a recent poll from Rasmussen Reports. It's 24% up, get this, Ian, up 10 percentage points in 2 years.
Wow. Because I remember last time we talked about it, it was like 20%.
It was apparently like 14%, according to Rasmussen. So it's up 10 percentage points in 2 years. And
that's huge.
I don't know what could precipitate that. Certainly, the Republicans tend to get all hot under the collar when Democrats are in office. But 2 years ago, there was a Democrat in office still.
True.
So, you know, I don't know. And Republicans are actually on a victory path. They did pretty well in 2010. So, you know, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what makes it happen. And here, they've got the picture here. Is the flag of the Second Vermont Republic.
Excellent.
And now that's by no means, that's more of a left libertarian secession movement than it is anything else.
Mm-hmm.
So the latest poll is one of many that shows that Americans have serious and growing concern about the federal government, according to Scott Rasmussen. But it also shows that they're interested in the ideas of secession, and they believe that that's you know, something that, you know, 24% of people believe that that's something that, you know, is viable. It's a phone survey, and it's released you know, on Sunday. I guess it was a week ago Sunday. Now that means nearly 60%, 59, of Americans say that they don't believe states have the right to secede. And I'm really curious about that. I'd love to sit down with somebody and talk to them about this belief that states don't have the right to secede.
Really? You entered, I mean, if you believe in the idea of state sovereignty, you entered into an agreement.
The United States, right?
Which actually, prior, do you know who the first president of the United States was?
Oh, I think they said that it was some guy named Hansen.
Well, there were 13 prior to George Washington. Washington, right, because there was one each year as part of the Continental Congress.
President of the Senate, right.
Right, and so people go, no, 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 it's George Washington. Well, when did Washington become president? 1789, which is when the Constitution was ratified. So under the Articles of Confederation, the United States, it was a small U,
yeah,
capital
so it's a little
S,
U. Yeah.
And they got that big U and that big S in there through the Constitution, and that kind of changed everything.
So,
the United States is a country. It is no longer a nation of 50 states. It's not.
The states ratifying the Constitution sort of put them into a club. But that's the suggestion is that you've joined this club that... I mean, how
you can't opt out of
what
any
kind of club, what kind of organization, what kind of contract doesn't have some kind
it's
of
crazy.
Exit clause? I mean, it would seem to me that if an equal amount of citizens in that state voted to get out, and I don't know what the percentage was, probably 2/3, voted to ratify the Constitution. As I understand, they threatened Rhode Island because they didn't want to sign, so they were going to embargo them or something like that. So, I mean, this shows you what a peaceful document this is, this Constitution. The same amount of people should be able to vote to get out. If you can get 2/3 of your citizens to vote to leave the United States, then, you know, you should be able to leave as far as I'm concerned.
So I've got a version of this story here. It says that Rasmussen says that growing to 24% still means that only 1 out of 4 Americans think states have the right to secede. It's not that they're advocating for it.
So states do have rights or states don't have rights? I thought people have rights.
Well, you and I don't think that states have rights.
Right.
But Scott Rasmussen has a different viewpoint than you or I do. And so this is it through his prism, that his analysis of his own survey here, saying that, well, people don't necessarily mean they want to secede. It's just that they would support the right to have others peaceably secede. And I think that's pretty important. I think that whether or not these 24% are avid secessionists or not, and I think he's probably right, they probably aren't, but the fact that there's that much support right now, today, for secession, I think is very valuable. And the fact that it's going up over time is even more valuable because it shows that people are frustrated, I think, with the status quo, and maybe they are realizing that this is a possibility. I mean, a lot of people don't even know what secede means, and according to the question that was asked, the actual word wasn't used. Secession was not used. The question was, do individual states have the right to leave the United States and form an independent country?
That's a good way to phrase it.
For the average person, it is. But like Michelle and I pointed out, we don't believe states have rights. So
sure.
Technically, you know, it would be hard for us to answer that question. But given the circumstances, I think it would make sense to pick yes, just to help the survey.
If somebody voluntarily, collects themselves into a group and calls themselves a state, and then that state has the same amount of rights that individuals have. And as far as I'm concerned, individuals have the right to secede from any union that they opted into. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think states have a right in that way. However, you know, the state demands my fidelity.
According to the survey, when asked to opine as to whether they thought a state would likely seek secession as a remedy within the next 25 years, 10% said affirmative, that would be happening within the next 10 years.
Okay. Seems unlikely to me. I think the federal government is going to spend itself into insolvency before you see a state leave the union.
What do you think is going to happen then?
Now, I do think... Well,
it's all going to go to hell in a handbag, according to my grandma.
I think you'll have individual areas. Because right now what you've got is this mishmash of silly states stuck with each other. Why in the world is Texas stuck with California? They have nothing in common. And they don't want to be stuck in the same union with each other. So let Texas and let California go about their own ways. Let individual states choose this. You know, maybe New England would come together in, you know, some group in order. Because there's value.
God, I hope not.
There's value in big nations.
Really? What?
Well, you just take a look on the... Take a look at the effects of large nations. I mean, they have bargaining power on the international scale.
They can build Volkswagens.
That large.
Wait a minute. Who cares whether a nation has bargaining power? They're bargaining for terrible, destructive things. Like, what?
It's immoral.
What value is there? There's no value to the marketplace.
They're able to force good deals for in the international marketplace for themselves.
To force good deals. You're saying it's good for nations to be big for the nation's
sake. I'm not saying any of that.
Not for individuals' sake. Because it sounds like you're taking the side of centralization.
It sounds like that's
misunderstanding. More coming up here. Free Talk Live.
Dorothy, I have new cell phone service. Consumer Cellular. I know you hate to spend money on minutes you don't use. Well, their monthly plans start at just $10. I'm saving $20 to $30 a month. There's no contract. And they send usage alerts so I can avoid getting charged for overages. And I can change plans anytime without penalties. Jack, you got to get rid of your prepaid phone. All that recharging, running out of minutes when you could be getting a low monthly bill from Consumer Cellular. Pick a new phone, and the shipping and activation are both free. Jack? Ugh. He ran out of minutes again. Mike, hi. Remember I was telling you about the exclusive wireless provider for AARP members with the 100% risk-free guarantee? Oh, you already got Consumer Cellular. Well, good for you.
Simple, flexible, value-priced cell phone plans. Call Consumer Cellular at 1-800-732-7775 and ask about discounts for AARP members. That's 1-800-732-7775. 1-800-732-7775.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free, 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Get signed up for news updates. Follow us via email, Twitter, Facebook, whichever method is most appropriate for you. go to news.freetalklive.com. That's where you can get signed up for free, news.freetalklive.com.
You can get this legendary piece of equipment called the CC Radio 2. You know, it's known all throughout the radio world as the best way to get AM reception. It's also got a great FM tuner. I've been fiddling around with mine here recently. But it's
fiddling around what?
Fiddling around with the
you said that as you grabbed your crotch, dude.
What do you want from me? It's a twin coil ferrite AM antenna on it in order to get the best reception. And it's one of the nicest radios I've ever owned. When you order your CC Radio 2, and I recommend that you do, you can get a free flashlight by going to ccrane.com. It's the CC Radio 2. Just go to ccrane.com, or you can call them at 800-522-8863. It's 800-522-8863, ccrane.com. And when you are checking out, mention Free Talk Live. There's a little pull-down menu, you get radio, and then you can, where did you hear about it? Free Talk Live. And they'll give you a free flashlight when you check out. Or actually, in the box when they send it to you. ccrane.com.
Yeah. Great. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So we're talking about the 24% of Americans that have been found in a recent Rasmussen poll to support the idea of secession, to support the concept, the question that was asked, do individual states have the right to leave the United States and form an independent country? Now, apparently, there was, what is it, Mark, you said 59% that opposed this?
That's correct.
And so there are approximately 16% that are undecided on the issue. So,
interesting.
Right,
I don't know. I guess it's probably the best answer, really, right?
Well, I mean, how many people have really thought about this? I mean, sure, everybody learned about secession maybe once during the Civil War discussion in high school.
Seemed like that went pretty poorly, right?
But it's presented in such a way that it's, oh, yeah, it was the slave owners who all wanted to secede so they could have slaves, as though that were the only reason, and that would be a terrible. I wouldn't support that as a. I mean, whatever. But no, that was not the single criterion for wanting to secede.
Yeah, there were intolerable taxes, but slavery was, part of the formula too, no doubt.
Sure it was. But I think this is important, and I'm glad to see that the numbers are going up. In fact, it's gone up quite a bit over the last couple of years, the idea that secession is a viable concept in people's minds. And I think it's so important to talk about secession. It's important to have this conversation, not just on the radio waves as we do from time to time, but also to have it at the dinner table with your loved ones, with coworkers around the water cooler, wherever you can. So, write a letter to the editor, contact, local politicians about it. Get the conversation started. Ask politicians, hey, it's the political season. This is a good chance, good opportunity to start asking questions about this in public. Start asking about secession. Now, of course, no politician is going to go out on that limb and support secession. It seems very
unlikely. You don't have to support it. But just asking, do you think a state has the right to do it, I think is the first question to ask, because that seems like an obvious one to me. If a state can opt into the union, it should be able to opt out of the union, and probably by the same standard.
How about, I think that if I have that discussion with someone, I'm going to say instead, do you think that the people who live in a state have the right to vote to secede, as opposed to, does a state have a right?
Fine.
That's going to be my method of.
According to Rasmussen, over half of Americans, 51%, continue to believe the government is more of a threat to individual rights than a protector of them. I can't even believe it's that low, 51%.
I think that's really heartening that 49% of the American public believe that the government is a larger threat to their liberties than it is a protector of them.
You got it wrong. It's 51% believe that the government is more of a threat to individual rights.
Oh, so then you're talking about more than half.
That's correct. Just
wow.
Barely. Further evidence of the erosion of trust in government was found in the fact that only 34% of adults in this country regard the federal government more as a protector of individual rights. So one in three believe the government is protecting your rights.
31%?
34%.
So then the other people are like, I don't know.
Well, no, presumably the other people would believe that the government is not a protector of individual rights.
Okay.
So
there's a number between 51% and then what did you say, 34%?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Well, no, I mean, it seems like 51% believe the government is more of a threat to individual rights than a protector of them. And then the other one seemed to be a different question, where 34% regard the federal government as more as a protector. I guess you're right. Maybe that was from the same
15%
question.
15% of them said, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know.
So there you go. Your thoughts are certainly welcome here if you'd like to add them into the mix. How you feel about secession, 855-450-FREE. Isn't it about time to really start this conversation if you haven't been having it with people? I don't think it's crazy. It's not a radical. I mean, I guess it is radical, but I don't think it's crazy.
I think a person, generally, I think if you were to ask people this, if I wanted to, secede, as it were, from, the state, the federal government, the municipality, whatever it is, do you think I have the right to? If I don't want their roads and
Yeah, people say, yes, you do. You leave the country. That's what they say to me, anyway.
Well, I own the property, though. I mean, I bought it. Somebody told me I own this property. Shouldn't I be able to stop paying their taxes in order to, somebody out there can sustain themselves on their property? I can't do it. But I would certainly like to be able to negotiate with these people on, hey, 70% of my taxes go to pay for a school that I'm not sending my kid to, and wouldn't if I had, wouldn't unless you were threatening my life. So I would prefer not to pay that. I also don't drive on any of your town roads unless I'm going to your town in order to pay your taxes or whatever. So I would prefer not to pay that. But I'll be willing to pay a toll every time I get on one. Heck, I'd be pleased if it was just the school taxes, mind you. I'll go ahead and pay for the fire department just because I think those are some nice guys over there. But whatever. I'd like to be able to pick and choose. I don't have anybody buried in these graveyards. Why am I maintaining them?
You know what I'd like to ask if I were writing up the questions for Rasmussen regarding secession? I think a good question would be something to the effect of, if you knew the federal government wouldn't respond with violence, would you support secession? Because I think there's a lot of people out there who are afraid of the idea of secession. Like, somewhere inside, they wish they could get the government off their back. They hate the IRS. I mean, who likes the IRS? They don't like what the government – maybe they like some of what the federal government does, but they don't like a lot of what it does. They don't appreciate it, whether it's Republican or Democrat in there, and they're fed up. They want some change. They know they're not getting it from the system. They know they're not going to be able to vote change into the system. They're fed up, and they would support secession – but they're afraid because they know how violent the feds have been. They know how violent they are to people that don't pay taxes. They know how violent they are to people in other countries. And they know what happened in the Civil War. So there's all this looming violence out there as a possibility for their lives. And their lives are relatively peaceful in comparison to how violent they could be. They don't want to bring any of that violence about. So I wonder what the numbers would be like. I mean, what would the difference be? If you asked just a general question about would you support peaceful secession movement versus if you knew that you wouldn't be attacked by the feds, would you then support secession?
It probably would be a different number.
Yeah, 855-450-FREE, SACL CAI toll-free line. You can share your thoughts, bring up whatever's on your mind, and take control of the airwaves. Do you oppose secession? If so, let us know. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You don't need to be a bodybuilder to benefit from whey protein. Besides building muscle, whey protein supports glutathione production, your body's number one antioxidant and detoxifier, helps with weight loss, and may help with strength, energy, youthful appearance, and a healthier libido. Why is it that no one is reporting these broad-spectrum benefits from typical whey protein powders? Because all but one of them are damaged by heat, filtration, or chemicals. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aged. One World Whey is a brand new protein powder that retains the broad spectrum health-giving benefits of fresh raw whey. Hundreds of people have reported tremendous improvements in all aspects of health. Kids and adults love the flavor and the effects. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Toll-free number here, 855-453. The SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. And those features include archives that go all the way back to late 2006. You can click and download as many episodes as you like. Go ahead. Try it out. It's all free over at freetalklive.com. And joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Michelle,
and Mark.
Phone lines brought to you by SACL CAI.
SACL CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable. The principal over there, Jason Osborne, is a big supporter of Free Talk Live and wants to remind you to every week share your favorite episode of Free Talk Live with your friends on Twitter or Facebook. It's a great way to get the show out there to more ears, and that's what we're trying to do. It's SACL CAI. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's top on the right-hand side of the page.
All right, so to the phones, to the fun, your calls, your thoughts. Mike, listening in Wyoming, on the road to XM Satellite Radio. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Ian. I was wondering, I've listened many times to your advertisement for the Bitcoin.
Yes, sir.
And I've thought about it, and I'm trying to figure out how that exactly works. If I have to put Federal Reserve notes into an account in order to utilize the Bitcoins, how is that actually getting away from using FRNs as a currency? I don't understand it, really. I was wondering if you
Good
could explain
question.
A little more detail.
Okay, so I don't know exactly what happens, but you deposit money in a bank, or you can even 7-Elevens, all kinds of, and you're making a money transfer. You're purchasing another currency with your Federal Reserve notes. And then,
in the same way that if you buy loonies and toonies from Canada, you don't have your Federal Reserve notes anymore after that.
Or if you buy gold and silver. And then you do business in the bitcoins. Your amount of dollars doesn't really rise and fall, except against the currency. So if you say you bought some loonies or toonies from Canada, and the value of them changed, and then you decided to buy, you decided to sell because you they were worth more dollars or whatever, and you thought that was a good idea. That would be the way that it would. But you don't really have money against your bitcoins in a bank account someplace.
Oh, okay. I kind of see what you're saying. It's I'm all for a different kind of currency. It's such the Federal Reserve is such a fraud. And my wife and I, every payday, we make it a habit of going to the coin shop and we buy maybe $20 or $30 worth of pre-64 nickels and dimes and quarters and half dollars. And and if you just want, sometimes I put them in my hand and I'll pick a scoop them up and I'll feel them and I say to myself, wow, this is real money. I mean, if people ever held silver, like silver coins, it's kind of a neat thing to know that you're holding it, something that has real, actual value.
Agreed, completely. And I'm not going to sit here and diss silver because I've got a bunch of it.
I have more silver than I have Bitcoin.
I have more silver than I have Bitcoins, too. It's because I use Bitcoins. I mean, I buy and sell things with them. And the difference for me is if somebody...
I hoard it all.
Somebody wants to buy... There you go. What is it? It's Gresham's Law.
Gresham's Law.
And you can look that up. So when people want to buy ads, say, from Free Talk Live, many people want to use alternative currencies. And we take them all, basically. So
I don't think we take them all.
Okay. Well, we take
some.
We take silver and we take bitcoins, and those are basically the ones we talk about here.
Yeah.
So if people want to use silver, that's fine. But, then you're talking about the shipping on getting... I don't know. It depends on how much they're, one guy bought $6,000 worth of ads with two platinum coins one time. And, okay, but he had to pay for the shipping to get them there. So if you're talking about a $500 buy, how much is the shipping on that much silver, that kind of thing. And it's confusing. It confuses the situation. Whereas with bitcoins, if I say, it's $500 worth of bitcoins, and they say, okay, so they do the calculation. They find out how much $500 worth of Bitcoin is down to the, 10,000th of the Bitcoin because it's divisible as far as you want to go, as far as zeros go, and they send it to me. Then I split it with Ian, and the transaction's done. No one paid a fee on it or anything.
That's neat. I think I'm going to give it a try. I buy all my books. I buy several books a month, and I always get them through your portal on your Amazon deal.
Thanks for that.
That way, but, yeah, and I just wanted to say it's really a neat thing when you pour those coins from one hand to another, the way they make a different sound. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, that's all I had to say.
And they feel different. Just the texture of them feels different than the pot metal coins that you get these days. And they make a different noise, and they feel different in your hand, the weight.
Yeah. It's money, man.
It is.
And people can tell. You're right. When I remember, because I used to be a Liberty Dollar associate back in the day. Liberty Dollars are now out of business. They are attempting to put the proprietor of the Liberty Dollar, Bernard von Nothaus, in a prison cell for something like 23 years for basically creating the most popular alternative currency to the U.S. dollar. We've yet to actually hear what the sentencing will be. He's still awaiting.
They're just dragging their feet on it. Not that I'm wanting them to hurry up or anything. It's just weird.
He's looking at a death sentence. The man is already in his 60s, so essentially, he's looking at dying.
Maybe he'll go to Israel and join Julian Heitman.
Wouldn't be a bad idea at this point. Although I don't know if he's I don't know if he's Jewish, and I think that's why Julian went there. But either way, I think it's really important to get these alternative currencies out there. But I remember when I was doing the Liberty Dollar thing, people know. I mean, it's shiny, it's pretty, it's silver, and like you said, that sound is really distinct.
My experience in using the Liberty Dollar when I would buy and sell is that... and I took up your idea of leaving a business card whenever I used it, just in case it screwed up the drawer or something like that. Somebody didn't understand. But pretty much every cashier bought it immediately and stuck it in their pocket.
Yeah. Just because they look great. Hey, Mike, thanks for sharing tonight. Anything else on your mind?
I just wanted to say keep up the good work and long live the Republic.
I don't know about Long Live the Republic, but thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you tonight.
I understand the sentiment.
855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Just for those of you who don't know, you can go to weusecoins.org. Maybe you need a real briefing on what the Liberty Dollar is. This is the place to go, weusecoins.org. There's a nice, minute, 44-second video there.
Yeah, it's pretty short.
Going to give you an overview, and there's more detail on the site.
And I'm glad we had the opportunity to explain it, because when you go to bitinstant.com, you buy bitcoins. So you can go to Bank of America or any other, you know, a whole bunch of outlets across the United States and frankly the world. I've been watching transactions on a map where you can see on the globe where they're coming from, and they're coming from all over the world.
Wait, is this just from BitInstant or everywhere?
Oh no, it's from everywhere. It's one of these the Bitcoin people are, they're crypto hacker
guys.
They're
total programming geeks.
Yeah, and so it's neat to see that kind of stuff. But BitInstant.com.
What's the map site? Do you know it?
I don't. I thought it was interesting. Okay. I kept it up and refreshed it a few times. It was yesterday or the day before, and it was really neat to see, but I didn't see how it was benefiting me.
Okay,
in the long
so
run.
that's like a joke. Oh, I heard this funny story, and I can't remember what it is, but it was really funny. Thanks, Marcus. Great.
I could research it and try to come up with it if you want. But anyway, when you go to BitInstant.com and you deposit cash in any major bank, you're buying bitcoins. That's what's happening. So it's BitInstant.com.
Yeah, and for those that don't know, it is essentially a digital currency. It is it's not created by the government anywhere. It is not created by a corporation. It's an open source project. And these open source geek programmers have come up with a brilliant, basically undefeatable concept that is completely distributed. It is a peer-to-peer software. So there are millions of little points within their network. There's no way the government can take this thing offline. It is uncrackable, even though it's open source, and it's brilliant. I mean, the guys that are doing this stuff, Mark, you and I had dinner with some of them at the Liberty Forum, and there's no doubt these people know what the hell they're doing when it comes to programming and security.
And bullish on bitcoins. Yeah. I mean, and they showed me what this graph of acceptance or something like that. And bitcoins is actually mapping the graph. And what it basically says is that, the expectation is that over time, bitcoins will become more and more valuable. They're getting used in more and more places. So that's only going to drive up the value because demand is going up.
They were above $5 when I last looked at them.
They're over six.
Over six now.
Yeah. Well, they were over six at some point today.
One of the things about Bitcoin is that they're constantly changing. There's no market close time for Bitcoin. So if a Bitcoin is X now, it could be completely different at 3 in the morning. So
right, like other commodities.
Yep, 855-453.
I've got a 597 at this moment.
1-855-450-3733. Plenty of time for you and your thoughts. Coming up, the coup in Egypt. Things aren't looking good out that way. Plus, the latest on the New York City soft drink ban. Apparently, it might be expanded. Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best-tasting food you can buy. To celebrate the beginning of summer, you can save 20% off their already affordable prices. This offer ends on June 20th, so take advantage of the summer savings now. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guarantee.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Only Batteries.com is where to turn for all your battery needs. In stock, fresh, guaranteed, fast shipping, non-rechargeable batteries, rechargeable batteries, battery chargers, custom battery packs, all brand names for all the batteries you use at home, the office, the cottage, and the car. Only Batteries.com. Get 25% off using coupon code 7500. Call right now, 1-800-660-7705, or visit OnlyBatteries.com. OnlyBatteries.com. That's OnlyBatteries.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number here, 855-453. This is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features you can find there. Lots of different stuff. You can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. You can become a Free Talk Live amplifier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com, and you'll get some perks if you become an amplifier. You get access to the amp-only call-in lines, amp-only forum, podcasts, and more. But there really wasn't, there weren't very many perks that we could really put behind, you know, any sort of amp paywall. I mean, it's not really even a paywall. But we tried to come up with some unique things the amplifiers could have, considering that everything on the website's free. So when you go to freetalklive.com, the webcam's there. It's right out in the open. All the features of the site, bulletin board system, everything there, right out in the open. You can just use it. There's no, there's no fee to get into that stuff. So we tried to sweeten the deal with the AMP program, because really the idea behind AMP is to help Free Talk Live propagate, to help this program and the ideas that are contained within the program to get on more radio stations around the country, so more people can hear about the ideas of liberty and alternative currencies like Bitcoin we're talking about here tonight. And we're not just excited about Bitcoins because somebody is sponsoring a Bitcoin ad on this program, because, again, there's no Bitcoin corporation. It's not like Bitcoin came to us. It's somebody who's really a fanatic about Bitcoin who was willing to put money behind the idea just to simply promote the idea. He doesn't benefit anything directly, I don't think, from nope. People getting interested in Bitcoins. So that's why Bitcoins are being promoted as heavily as they are on this program. But I've been using Bitcoins, and I'm happy with my transactions.
I like alternative currencies, and what I did when I looked at it was, you know, what makes gold valuable? And silver. And, you know, it's
people
it's
like them. Difficult they're useful.
To, right. You know, it's, they're in demand.
And there's some scarcity there.
Scarcity. They're difficult to replicate. So, you know, if you can get people to use Bitcoins, and they are certainly darn difficult to replicate, much far more difficult to replicate than dollar bills. Mm-hmm. I don't know how it's darn difficult to replicate gold and silver, too. So you can't counterfeit these things. And right. But, you know, they're transportable. Their biggest downfall is transportability, whereas Bitcoins have those. And I just kind of looked at the features as currency of silver and gold, of which I am a fan. On local transactions, right. And Bitcoins. And, Bitcoins basically fits all the criteria that I was looking for, plus transportability.
You're absolutely right. For hand-to-hand, person-to-person transactions, in my opinion, gold and silver are the best option for alternative currencies. Bitcoins, hands down, are the best option for anything where the person's not, you know, across town or something like that. If you've got to deal with doing a transaction with somebody somewhere else, Bitcoin makes it easy and no fees involved. Whereas, like you were saying before, if you're going to do gold and silver over a distance, now you're paying for shipping. You're hoping the mail doesn't lose it. You know, when you're sending gold and silver through the mail, it's usually being sent through some sort of shipping service. And if it's gone, good luck getting a refund.
Yeah.
So
back when I was a kid, the Vietnam War was going on, and there were families that were coming over from South Vietnam that were fleeing, and this one family, my mom was a social worker, so she would help these families, find homes and relocate or whatever. And this one particular family had been very, very wealthy in South Vietnam. And not that it really meant anything over here, but when they were fleeing the country, they had what was on their backs. Mm. And then they brought this chest of money. And they showed it to me because they thought that they would be able to exchange it. You know, they took everything they could out of their bank accounts or whatever, and they collected
Vietnamese
all
Vietnamese drachmas or whatever they were.
Yeah, and it was just a whole big chest.
Full of paper.
Yeah. Worthless paper.
Worthless. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, I don't know, maybe 8 years old or whatever. And so that image stuck in my mind, you know, like, how is that any different from Monopoly money? And I didn't really understand what I was thinking at the time, but really it isn't any different than Monopoly money.
Try explaining that one to a kid.
Yeah.
Well, son, the government prints this instead of Mattel or Hasbro or whoever it is that manufactures that game. Let's go to Drew listening in Tucson. Drew, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Michelle, and Mark.
Well, hello, everybody.
Is this Dime Card Drew?
Oh, is that like a nickname for me now?
I just came up with it. Isn't that
<It's>
clever? Dime Card Drew.
That's as bad as like Dime Bag Daryl or something.
It's probably a spinoff of that.
That's terrible. Real quick, Mark, the website is thebitcointrader.com for that interactive map.
There's another one at, it was blockchain.com/...
Blockchain.info, right?
Well, I don't know. You've got it there. I already shut it down. It was plugging. It was cramming. My computer can't handle it.
Well, nonetheless, it's really neat to look at the map that I'm looking at anyway. And this one even says live updating of Bitcoins. It says something about watch and listen. So I'm not sure if it's going to start talking to me soon, but...
It was pinging at me, and our listeners heard it throughout the break. We're trying to figure out what all
what
the noise was
noise?
Coming through our headphones, and it was this blockchain.info/ what was it? What map? Interactive map or something? Anyway, I already closed it down, Mark. So what were you calling about tonight, Drew?
Well, I'm pretty excited about Bitcoins. As pointed out, I'm a silver buff myself, and I had kind of the silver bug, but... I've recently thought that, or really come around to the idea of Bitcoin and thought that it really is pretty solid currency, and it has a lot of advantages, like you mentioned, the mailing. And
sold you on it? I mean, so when you say you come around to it, what was it that sold you?
I've always understood that the core concept and thought it was pretty neat, the open source nature of the blockchain itself. But I guess what really convinced me was to know that so many, especially liberty-minded people, are getting behind it, and you mentioned these nerdy programmers that are doing a lot of really cool stuff, to see that there's a community behind it, and that it to me gives it legs and gives it wings and gives it, you know, some sort of validation in my mind, because
Everybody that I saw that was into Bitcoins would be people that I would, you know, consider to be greater minds, you know, like these really smart people.
Smart people smarter than you?
It's what it felt like, right? At least in certain areas. I mean, you know, obviously, I am the one to rule over them, but they...
Gosh. We do need to get you up there on the stage with Andy Dean next year at Hawker's convention.
These people are really smart, and then they're, you know, talking about this, and they don't think this thing's hackable, and that really what makes it a big deal, because once you create something that the government can't hack and that people can use to transfer money around the world, it's going to change the world.
Well, who was it that said it? Was it Rothschild, one of those bankers that said, you know, he who controls the money controls everything, essentially? I mean,
right. I care not about taxes or governments. Give me control of the monetary system and I will rule the world, or something like that. Yeah.
I like this because, from what I understand, and please someone correct me if I'm wrong on this because my knowledge is very limited, but it's my understanding that you can go in to any bank with some sort of number that you, you know, a link or something or another that you get off of your Bitcoin account website thingy. And all you have to do is show some kind of picture ID, which would be a passport.
I don't think you had to show any ID. I didn't show any ID.
Do what?
Deposit cash?
Well, I want to see it. I want to be able to withdraw.
Oh, I don't know. I imagine you'd have to do something to withdraw, right?
But you don't have to have an actual bank account there.
Couldn't say.
Which
to withdraw what?
To withdraw money, to exchange bitcoins for FRNs or something like that.
My wife has gotten all the done all the exchanging. She has changed bitcoins into cash because you know we get a lot of
them. How does she do it?
I don't know. I don't get to touch cash anymore. I haven't touched cash in years, so you know that doesn't really happen for me.
I thought they just cut you a check from these various different organizations, but I don't know either. I've never had to do that, like I said.
The reason why, though, it's a big deal to me is because, as I keep mentioning to people, my sons don't have Social Security numbers, so consequently they can't get bank accounts.
Mm.
And they want to be able to, you know, the two things that my son Omar is looking for right now is the ability to drive legally in the state of New Hampshire so that he can just be left alone to go to and from the place he wants to go to, and also to be able to you know, send and receive money or whatever like that. And bitcoins, if in fact you don't need to have an actual account, would solve his problem.
Well, according to BitInstant.com, you can go to Western Union locations. Is that right? 7-Elevens. So there are different places you can go if you don't have a bank to put cash into, turn them into bitcoins. Now, Drew, you are with us here, and I know you're getting ready to head on up here for the Porcupine Freedom Festival. So what are you up to?
I'm packing and all that sort of stressful travel stuff, but I'm really excited about it.
Aren't you moving a vending machine from Arizona to New Hampshire?
The vending machine is en route right now as we speak outside of Toledo, Ohio, on the backside of a trailer being towed by Ernest Hancock as we speak.
Oh, Ernie's got it.
Yeah, it's, we made him do it because, you know, he's a responsible middle-aged guy. But nonetheless, yes, all the trinkets and trash that come along with some of the vending and stuff that we do with Freedom's Phoenix is en route, and the rest of the guys and gals and us from Arizona will be getting on planes and flying out, and I look forward to another awesome summer in Lancaster. I really am looking forward to this. And
you guys are going to actually set up this vending machine at the Porcupine Freedom Festival and literally have silver available to the you know, patrons there at the Porcupine Freedom Festival around the clock. Is that correct?
As easy as buying a bag of Doritos.
That is awesome. I don't know if you want to tell us more about what your plans are, because I think it's pretty interesting. You can hang on if you do. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll free line as we approach the Porcupine Freedom Festival 2012. It's Free Talk Live. Get 18,000 radio stations from around the world. Pandora, Opio, Live365, and MP3 Tunes. With C Crane CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio. It's great in any room of the house. You can listen to your favorite station stream from back home, whether it's another state or another country. Play Free Talk Live's live streams, LRN.FM, or your favorite stations. If you're not familiar with the C Crane Company, their products are the best. Get the CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio at ccrane.com. CCRANE.com. Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.